Now, perhaps your New Year resolution was to go on a diet and to strip off some of those extra pounds you put on from eating and drinking a little bit too much over Christmas. Well, with Christmas and New Year now behind us, many people are probably rueing the amount they actually ate. But why do we crave and thoroughly enjoy sweet things? Well, thanks to New York scientist Jeffrey Friedman, we now understand a little bit more because he and his team have discovered a population of nerve cells in the brain that communicate with each other using a nerve transmitter chemical called melanin concentrating hormone, MCH, which are the neurological bases for the brain having a sweet tooth.
Sugar is a very attractive nutrient for two reasons. One, it tastes sweet, but it's also attractive because it has nutrient value. And it's actually the nutrient value of sugar, meaning its ability to provide calories, that explains a lot about why sugar, or sucrose in particular, is preferred to artificial sweeteners which don't have any nutrient value.
But I put it to you that lots of people do drink diet drinks, or they do add sweeteners. So they obviously do think that the flavour is quite nice. So when you do subvert your sense systems into experiencing a sweet taste with no calories in it versus glucose, which is obviously more calorie rich, how does the brain respond to that?
If animals are given the choice between a natural sugar like sucrose or an artificial sweetener, they invariably prefer the natural sugar. The same is probably true in humans, because all the statistics would seem to indicate sweetened sodas outsell diet sodas by a great margin. Now, it's true that many people use artificial sweeteners, and in the short term, of course, they'll find that satisfying. But what that doesn't tell you is whether they might go back and have sucrose in some other form later on, in the form of a candy bar or a candy. And it certainly seems as if a lot of the intake of sugar and nutrient in general is unconscious and is driven by signals of the nutrient value that is present in our food.
Now, what actually detects that nutrient value then? So when I put something sweet into my mouth, is it just the sweet taste, and there's therefore a neurological inference of the calorie value of what I'm eating? Or is there integration of multiple analyses of the food, the calories coming in plus the sweet taste? Or is the brain just looking at blood glucose and going, oh, I ate that Mars bar, therefore the sugar's gone up, therefore it must be good for me?
The answer appears to be both. So certainly a sweet taste, such as either in sucrose or an artificial sugar, is attractive. But it's attractive because it predicts that that nutrient or that compound you just ate will have calories or nutrient value in it. But if that taste is empty of calories, it won't be reinforced. What reinforced the desire to eat sweet things is ultimately the presence on top of it of calories, which are to some extent thought to be sensed by increasing the level of glucose in the blood. Unknown till recently, however, was where and how that glucose increase in the blood is sensed.
So how did you probe that?
A very talented colleague of mine, Ana Domingos, hypothesized that a particular nerve cell population in the brain, referred to as MCH, melanin concentrating hormone, might have something to do with the sensing of sucrose and why it is preferred to sucralose. The reason that Ana hypothesized these neurons might play a role in sugar sensing is because, firstly, the neurons can be shown to fire more rapidly when exposed to sugar, and secondly, because if you kill these neurons, animals lose weight and weigh less. And those two published findings led her to hypothesize that perhaps these neurons played some role in the sensing of sucrose and establishing a preference versus an artificial sweetener.
Do you think that sensing goes on when the glucose, which has come from the sucrose, goes into the brain? Or do you think that there are sensors for sweetness in the tongue, perhaps even in the intestine, and they're telling those MCH cells in the brain, hey, I'm being stimulated by something sweet?
So the experiment Ana did was, in the first case, kill all the MCH neurons. And if she did that, animals could no longer distinguish between sucrose and sucralose. They now had an equivalent preference. Conversely, if she activated those neurons using some new experimental tools, she could switch an animal's preference to the artificial sweetener if it was linked to the activation of those neurons. This tells us pretty definitively that these neurons play some role in the sensing of sucrose, but it doesn't actually tell us whether or not the glucose itself or the sucrose itself is actually being sensed by these neurons or by some other group of neurons, such as sweet sensors elsewhere in the body.
Where are these MCH neurons, and what, more importantly, perhaps, do they connect to?
MCH neurons are present in a brain region known as the hypothalamus, in a particular region of the hypothalamus known as the lateral hypothalamus, and this nucleus is generally thought to activate hunger. This particular hypothalamic region is intimately connected to reward circuits that play a role in changing the motivation for certain behaviors or certain preferences. And so they're well positioned both to sense glucose signals directly or indirectly and then connect them to reward circuits.
So now you know. That was Jeffrey Friedman from Rockefeller University in New York.